Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
I see light mango.
Dave Wunstedt.
5 o'clock. Make sure someone write that down for Alex so he has it, okay?
Tanner, you write that down for Alex.
Write that down for Alex so he knows.
NFL head coach for 11 years.
The Bears came in here and Dave Wunstedt. There's a happy group of overachievers that have been well coached.
College football national champion.
Dave Wunstedt, one of my, really idols.
Super Bowl champion.
These guys, it's tough to get any, you can see it's tough to get any serious work done here, but.
Football analyst for NBC Sports and the Marquee Network.
What do you think of Jaquan Brisker saying he's going to trash talk Jamar Chase this weekend? If you're the Bengals coach, you go find that and bring it to his attention, don't you?
I used to make him up, and I was always looking for something to hang in Benny Blades' locker or one of those, great smart carrier's locker. I'd make something up and put it in carrier's locker or Sean Gale and say, hey, look what this guy said about you. What? Oh, yeah, I'm telling you, he thinks that you were crying. They'd act like they were mad, but they probably say, this guy, nobody would say that.
Yeah, but then when you hear someone say it.
You making stuff up to try and get Sean Gale going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, coach. That started back in the U days, back in the convicts and Catholic days. Oh, yeah, we did it all. All right, I'm out of here. See you guys. Give me the ball, yeah.
Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
He don't care.
It's on.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Love when you sing along with yourself, singing along with this song.
It's great.
Yeah, it was great. We used to have a little bit of Stones on here. I don't know what happened. Tanny's kind of lost his edge a little bit.
Wow.
Wow, we're starting there today, huh?
Danny's happy with 6 wins. I don't know. What do I know?
You need the Stones to get more wins, you think?
No.
Is that a request?
No, we used to have it on here.
Yeah,
way back when.
It's 5 o'clock. That song is somewhere.
That's perfect.
Danny. And that somewhere is here.
That somewhere
the Stones
is here.
Were literally on there.
Were they?
Yeah, they're on there. Yeah. The segment with Dave Wunstedt is brought to you by Four Winds Casino, your entertainment escape. Mm. How you doing, Coach?
I'm great. Good week. Real good week, great week for the offense, I'll put it that way. But it was a great win. I think Ben said it perfectly when Nooney said, hey, you don't apologize for a win in the NFL. Let's be real. And I think this week, it could be opposite this week. I mean, depends on do you remember going back in the preseason in the early part of the year, teams were talking about the Giants having arguably, possibly, as good a defensive line as anybody had in the NFL.
They got a lot of talent.
Yeah, and it's kind of leveled off. I mean, now I couldn't believe it. I think I was listening to
us.
Yeah, probably you guys. It might have been Bigsy with Molly and him, and he made the comment that the only team that's worse giving up run yardage on defense is the Giants.
The Bengals.
Yeah, Bengals and the Giants.
Bengals 32nd, yeah. Giants 31st.
So that shocks me a little bit, to be quite honest with you. But so I think this is a week when, obviously they're starting running backs out. They're great receivers, been hurt all year. And you got a rookie quarterback. I think this is the week where our defense gets a little bit healthier.
Coach, were you going crazy watching the end of that game week, though?
It was insane. I mean, the odds of that. The percentages of them scoring and taking the lead, and then us coming back. I mean, it's I don't think I've been around this game a long time, and I don't think I've ever been around one like that, honestly.
You know? You as a defensive guy, a former head coach, yes, but a legendary defensive coordinator, linebacker coach before that, even.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, like, so you were you disgusted watching those two defenses at times?
No, let me tell you something. I always looked at it this way. From a head coach's perspective, if we gave up, you know, that many yards and touchdowns, I would look at it and say, are guys wide open? If receivers are wide open and they're catching the ball, now I'm calling my defensive coordinator in and saying, either they're not understanding what you're teaching, or this defensive scheme stinks. Something, it's one of the two. But when you have players with their players in position and their guy is just better than your guy, he outjumps him or he runs faster than him, it's a player thing, you know? So some of the catches that those guys had, the Bengals I'm talking about, were incredible.
And some of the deep balls were perfect.
Yeah, he said.
T. Higgins.
I mean, he said on one, he didn't see the ball. Did you hear that one?
Yeah, he didn't see it until he caught it.
Yeah, until he hit his hands, and then he grabbed it. I mean, now.
Come on, coach.
How talented is that? So my point is that, you know, the Bears, it's not that they were out of position to give up that many yards. It's just that that the other guys made some plays. It was just crazy. And Flacco, you're right. He wasn't going to get hit. His ball came out fast.
Your guy, Flacco.
My guy way back, Flacco, yep.
Matt Kavanaugh told you he was going to be a good one, right?
He told me. So we invented an award for him.
It might to try and keep him.
To try to keep him after spring practice. But he had already made up. The kid that was our quarterback, Tyler Pelko, he played in the league a few years. And he was – Flacco was younger than him. So, you know, you can't – God, that was a headache, too. Would you bring that up?
Well, no.
He was the guy.
You got to
– Trying to relax here.
He,
and you're bringing
he said
up,
Tyler Pelko.
You guys can call me crazy, but I'm excited about Tyler Pelko tonight.
That was when we knew that Jaws was in trouble. You know what I mean? That Jaws was like –
He said Who was that talking?
Ron Jaworski was excited about Tyler Pelko playing a Monday night game for the Chiefs, and we all knew, it's probably time to move on. Yeah.
Tyler Pelko did beat the Bears, though. I remember that game.
Did he really?
He did.
God, okay. He
was with Kansas City. They beat the Bears 10-3, and that was a good Bears team that he beat.
Oh God, I forgot that happened. That's brutal.
There you go. But he was a good. He was a good player, Pitt too.
All right. So that's interesting. Yeah, it makes sense because after that game. Like, I wonder if Dennis Allen was pissed at his players. Like, what's the perspective when you give up that much? But you feel like your scheme is okay.
It's more disappointed. You're not pissed wouldn't be the word that I would be. I mean, you are deep down, but you're disappointed. God, I mean, that's an ugly number for anybody to be talking about. 460 yards passing.
500.
I mean, oh, God, that's, just keep piling on. But it's... So that's the tough thing. And, you know, we did get a little bit of pressure. I tell you, Booker, you know, comes up with the play every time. You know, he's been doing that since he was a rookie in preseason. The guy is going to make – and you know what's interesting about pass rushers is if you go through and study pass rushers, the greatest ones, and I've studied them from the Richard Dents to the Jason Taylors to on and on.
To Micah Parsons.
Okay, I didn't study him, but but the guys that I coached, okay, the guy Charles Haley's, the great players that I coached, here's the deal.
Aaron Donald.
Probably, yes, I'm doing a video tomorrow. They're retiring as Pitt as Jersey next week in Pitt Stadium, so I'm going to do a nice little video for them. And anyway, they're playing Notre Dame. I get that's another story.
You got to bet with Dustin.
I was looking for Dustin.
Tanny? Tanny's a Notre Dame guy.
Keep talking, coach. We'll be drinking that Lou Holtz bourbon next week, all right?
Oh, please.
Tanny will put stones in the open if you win.
Yeah. All right. So, but my point is with pass rushers, and we're talking about Austin Booker, if you study the sacks with great pass rushers, probably one-third of the pass rushers, it's technique. The guy gets beat on a rip move or an arm under or club, whatever it might be. And then the other two-thirds of sacks are just great effort. Guy, it's got some ability and gives great effort. And every time I see Booker come up with a sack. He's halfway blocked. He spins inside. You know what I mean? He's just reaching and grabbing and fighting.
What I love about that sack? He said that he studied on film that tackles Orlando Brown, right?
Orlando Brown in you,
He said Orlando Brown, that once he gets going outside, that you can push him. You can push him.
Take the momentum.
So he studied it, and he was waiting for it. And as soon as he saw him move that way, he's like, oh, I got him. And he used the left arm and did the move.
That's the old Reggie White move. Remember, Reggie White would run him up the field and then just club him and come up underneath him?
Hump move by Reggie White.
Nobody did it better.
Before Chicago takes on New York, tune in Sunday from 9 until noon for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Krutz and Mully will get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score on the Odyssey app. I am told that Big Cat is going to join Mully and Olin because Patrick has the day off. So
Big Cat Williams.
Yeah. Man.
That's great. Excellent.
Biggest cat I've ever seen in my life.
Great. I think he's doing a little coaching somewhere. Tony Wise told me. Tony talked to him, I think, not long ago. I think he's doing some coaching somewhere up in the North Shore.
We played some sound of you from the morning show about your guy Theo. You really liked what you saw from Theo Benedet on that game, huh? This whole offensive line moving people around.
The whole offensive line. But Theo, if there was a debate, you know, that play where he, you know, drove the guy and knocked him out of bounds or whatever, you know, that one play right there would be enough to say you're our guy, because they're all struggling on. None of them are polished pass rushers. If you get up against a great pass rusher, you're going to have to give them all a little bit of help, in my opinion. I don't care what tackle's in there, Ozzie or Braxton Jones or whoever. You know what I mean? So
the difference for you is what do they look like in the run game and what's their effort level?
Yep. And I think he separated himself on that one play. I'm serious now. That gets people's attention.
How about Darnell?
Oh, yeah. He kind of all of a sudden caught fire, huh?
He's been playing pretty well.
The last 3 or 4 weeks, he's really dominating some things, which you would expect. We talked about that when he wasn't. And we were saying, right, what's going on? This guy's a 10th pick at a draft. You're talking about all these first-round top 10 offensive tackles that are dominating. We're not seeing it. Well, all of a sudden, he's got it together. That's fantastic. No, the whole line, you're right. The whole offensive line's kind of come together.
So why do you think this is a possible get-right game for the defense? Well, that Dennis Allen and his guys, they could have a defensive show.
Yeah, I think we're going to match up. You know, there's no Higgins or Chase or any of these guys on this team. I mean, we're going to match up well against their receivers with our defensive backs. And you got a rookie quarterback, and you don't have a great running back.
Now that Scatterboo's out, Devin Singletary is the guy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't have a back that's going to scare you to death from the standpoint of, oh, boy, if we get out of our lanes or something like that, that, you know. So I think this is a good week for the defense, for Dennis to get up there, pressure sometimes, back off sometimes, confuse the quarterback sometimes, mix it up a little bit.
Lawrence, you and I were talking last hour with Grody about what Dennis might do. I was thinking that he'd be aggressive and like try to confuse the kid. Yeah. But you were thinking.
I was thinking that you confuse him by dropping seven and let him figure out where some open guys are.
Well,
your four rushers go up there and do their job.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen enough for me. You know what I mean? Sweat's come on. You know, last couple weeks he's had a sack. What, 3 weeks in a row? Book. I mean, they'll give you a little something, but to me, we're not a dominant rush four pass group. You know, if we really want to get after the quarterback, we got to bring more, in my opinion. I think this will be a good week to bring more. And the turnovers, you know, guys, I was looking at this. How about this? In the Bears' 5 wins, we have taken the ball away 18 times and only given it away twice.
Man,
that's what I got. Plus 16. That's insane.
In 5 wins.
Coach, that's
really
that's
good.
Off the wow. charts. So, I mean, you know, we get some turnovers and we get points off of them. What I think I added up 46 points or something like that off of turnovers. So we are getting, you know, we're putting the ball in the end zone and we're not giving it to them. Caleb and the guys are protecting the football. And Yeah, you know what? There was improvement, and then I'll be quiet here a minute. You know, not maybe perfect.
Hey, coach, but, don't be quiet. It's your segment. We'll struggle if you're quiet.
But we cut down the penalties. We cut down the penalties to 7. Right? We've been in the double digits. Obviously, we came back and we got turnovers. Our red zone was a little better than it's been. So situation football wise. It was an improvement. It was an improvement in addition to getting a win. So there's a lot of good things here that people don't talk about. The special teams, we got to get scored away. I don't know what the heck was going on there, you know?
It seemed like it was a rough day. You
for
used
everything.
To do that for a living. What went wrong on special
teams?
Well,
on the kickoff return, you got to get off of blocks. I mean, the guy's not, you know, the minute that somebody blocks you, it's eyes on the target, hands on blocks, meaning – okay, eyes on the ball. We're always watching the ball because we don't know where it's going to go. So we're running like heck, and we've all got to make sure that we are getting off the blocks the same direction. So you know, all it takes is one guy. Everybody slips their block to the right, and one guy slips his block to the left. I mean, guys get hurt that way, and now there's a gash, and guys get knocked down. So you got to get hands on blocks. And now you got to get off to the football, to the football, to the football, to the football. I mean, you know. That's
so it's not like you dictate which side before the kick, but you once you see where the runner is, you get off to that side.
Right. You know where we're going to kick the ball. He'll call it in the huddle. He'll say deep right, deep left, you know, mid, wherever he's going to kick it. But a lot of times, as we know, these kickers, that's not where the ball goes. So you better see where it's going. Don't assume anything. And then you're going to avoid the defender to the side of the ball. And we just got hung up on blocks a little bit. Then the field goal, you know, was just, you know, leakage inside. I mean, no, it was just not a good day for teams all the way around. Could have cost us the game.
Would Cairo kick for you this week? He got one blocked, and he had an ugly miss that got brought back to be a penalty. He got Jake Moody on the practice squad.
Yeah, the block wasn't his fault. The miss, I don't know what. I mean, that was like not even close, you know?
It is strange.
Yeah, and you got to have some of this. We talked about this last week. The stars are lined up right. The deal is to take advantage. I mean, think about that. They blocked the field goal. And they get called for being offsides, and then we get a touchdown. You know, so you can say, oh, they get a break here. Well, but then any break that we get, here's the key, we are taken advantage of. So they drop a ball on the ground. Washington does. Guess what we do? We take it down and kick a field goal and win the game. You know what I mean? So we are very, we take advantage. If you put the ball on the ground, you turn it over, we're going to take advantage of it as an offense and put it in the end zone. And that is very, very important to winning a lot of games. It truly is.
Speaks, I'm looking at the box score of this game, and I wouldn't go back to it unless I know that there is some stuff in here that will tickle you. Okay?
Okay.
So the Tyler Palco game against the Bears, this is October of 2011. Okay. I mean, December of 2011.
All right, so I'm working here at Mac and Speaks, middays. Yes, sir.
Tyler Palco goes 17 for 30 for 157 yards and one touchdown. The leading rusher for Kansas City in that game.
Priest Holmes.
Dexter McCluster. The second leading rusher was Thomas Jones.
Oh, wow.
There was another quarterback in this game for Kansas City that threw a pass. It was Kyle Orton. The top receiver for Kansas City in that game, Dwayne Bowe.
Who was our quarterback? Who was
Caleb Haney.
No, the Bears.
Yeah. Caleb Haney.
Caleb Haney.
And he had a rough day. And I'll get to that part of it, too. The second leading receiver for Kansas City was Dexter McCluster. The third leading receiver for that team was Steve Breston that day.
Oh, wow.
Now we go over to the Bears. Caleb Haney, 11 of 24, 133 yards. Three interceptions.
Oh, man.
The leading rusher for the Bears that day was Marion Barber. 14 carries for 44 yards.
Old Cowboy, yeah.
Khalil Bell got 34 yards in that game. Wow. And Matt Forte only had 5 carries.
What
I think that was a week he was hurt,
or
maybe.
Coming back, maybe?
Yeah. The leading receiver for the Bears that day was Johnny Knox, and then Kellen Davis, and then Devin Hester.
Oh, man. So many parody songs running through my head.
I know. I mean, you did the Dwayne Bowe
connection. Someday, my dream was that someday we would find it, the Dwayne Bowe connection. Then we can set Roy Williams free. That was my dream at the time, Coach. Hey, Coach.
Hey, how about our running back? How about my
Manunga guy?
Sure, guy.
Go, my guy. Oh, I've been beating his drum. I'm telling you,
you love it.
I love it. And he, you know what surprised me?
What?
Because I've said it on this show with you guys 10 times probably. He's a 3 or 4 yard guy. He's going to basically hold on to the ball. He'll block on pass protection. He gets it. Tough guy, winner. But the thing that he did have, he had 2 runs over like 15 yards. And Ben, give Ben Johnson credit. He handed him the ball on the outside zone, which I didn't think he would. He tossed him the ball on a sweep.
That 39-yarder.
I mean, so he all of a sudden, you know, he's starting to grow on Ben a little bit too, I think, which it would be a great compliment to DeAndre Swift.
I think they're going to have their Sonic and Knuckles all of a sudden.
Yeah, all of a sudden. I mean, this kid, and you know, you're not in the top three or lead the Big Ten in rushing by accident when you're at Rutgers. I mean, you're earning it. You know, he is a 5'10", and he runs low. God, tackling him, hitting him head on is a full day's work.
Look how that gets
that this guy.
Oh, God, I'm serious now.
Coach is going to drop a play. We got a present for you that you don't know about. There's all kinds of stuff going on. He's got to everything's happening. He's got to make picks, too.
Yeah, there's picks, there's the board, and there is a friend of ours that helped us out with a gift. It's sweeping the nation.
All right, great.
So we'll take a break, and we'll do all of that.
What play you wanted to talk about?
Let's do the one that won it for the Bears.
Okay, we'll do that.
Walk us through that next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Dave Wannstedt.
And I'm always available unless I'm doing something.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We talking stones, we done.
Oh, there it is. What Lynn Bramer said was the best rock and roll song in the history of the world.
Oh, man. Yep, there we come. There we go.
Feeling it now?
I was at his concert when he, after his heart attack, right here in Soldier Field. Right there.
Mick.
They played 23 songs, and Mick Jagger sang 22 of them himself. And that was the same day that they made marijuana legal in the state of Illinois.
No, that's a party right there.
Yeah, that's a party right there. Well, I don't know about you young bucks, but...
Alex is here.
Alex!
But what? Hold on! Bated breath. Were you about to tell us about when you smoked pot?
No, please. You're kidding me.
Alex is here, and when Alex is in the room and Coach is here, that means we are about to learn some football. So if you're watching on YouTube or Twitch, we thank you very much. We will do our best to let those of you who are not watching understand what's going on.
Okay, this is the last play of the game. What happened was... And what was the word that Ben used?
Hunting coverage. He said they were hunting a specific coverage all game long.
He was hunting cover 2, okay, 2 deep. Now, the interesting thing what happened was, in this formation, we started off with what we would call a 3-by-1. 1, 2, 3, and 1, okay, 3-by-1. So in this coverage.
On the right side, you have 3 receivers.
Right. This is their nickelback. This is their corner. This is their corner. And then they got another safety here. Now, let me just make, and then you got your linebackers inside, okay? Now, keep in mind right here with this, that when you got 3 receivers to one side, they are going to cheat a safety or change the coverage. because obviously you're overloaded to one side of the defense.
In this case, the right side.
Exactly. So they line up like this, and then, so let's just say that they cheat a little bit this way.
They cheat to the right with the strong safety moving over.
All that Ben's looking for is them to make a check. Doesn't matter if they're going to a three deep, a cover one, a cover four, cover six. It matters. It doesn't matter. Just that guys are communicating and they're moving. That's the key. Hmm. Now, all of a sudden, here comes Rome. He starts coming over in motion. So what does that do? That takes them from whatever they were in, back to the coverage that Ben wanted. Okay?
Hunting that split safeties is what Loveland said at the end of the game.
So he's hunting the split safety, and he sends Odunze over here. Now what happens? DJ Moore comes right here and hooks up. So why is he doing that? He's a safety valve. If all else fails, catch it, try to get as many yards as you can, and try to fall down and get the long field goal.
DJ Moore is the wide receiver on the left side of the formation. He's hooking up in the middle of the field in front of the linebackers.
There you go. Rome comes here, and he runs this way. Now, if you are a defensive back and there's 22 seconds left, the big thing you don't want them to do is to get 15 or 20 yards and out of bounds and stop the clock. So their corners are protecting the sideline. Here's the sideline. Here's the sideline. These defensive backs are saying, I can't let my guy catch it and step out. Now the clock stops and they got plenty of time because there's going to be 20 seconds. We used to think, how long does it take to get on the field, get set up, and kick a field goal? I have done it. I did it against the Colts once down there in 15 seconds. But generally it's 15 to 18, depending where the ball's at. How far do your guys got to run? You know, the clock's – and how quick does the guy on the clock hit it and get it started? You're playing on the road, it's probably going to start quick. Anyway, so right here, here's what we run on this side. That the corner tries to get a hit on him, okay, and then but we're influencing this safety. He's got half of the field. This safety's got half of the field. Over on this side right here, okay, we run the receiver that's left. I'm sorry, that goes, Rome's goes there. He just runs this type of route. So both receivers are basically running the same route. And what they're trying to do is draw these safeties, trying to draw both deep safeties with them right there. Just get them moving.
Towards the sideline on both sides.
There you go. Okay, we block here with the back. Here's our quarterback. And now our tight end right there, Colson, he's going to split him. He's going to release in the middle of the field. And now you've got to throw this ball. And here's the tricky part. You've got to make this throw over the linebackers, but not too deep where the safeties can break on it. And our man Caleb makes a great throw.
Over the linebacker's hand.
In between the safeties. Now, both of their safeties converge on it. And if you're coaching defense, you're saying, okay, they're going to catch it. And these guys are going to catch. They're going to tackle them, right? They're going to tackle them.
They're not going to bounce off of them like a pinball.
They're not going to throw the back of their torso against it.
But so what he was chasing on that was the two deep coverage.
It's great job, Alex.
But he did a couple things there. He went 3-by-1, make him move. Come back to 2-by-2, make him move. And then get him into the middle of the field. So it was a great design play. Ben got the coverage that he wanted. Guys executed the play.
Great throw by Caleb on that play.
Great throw by Caleb. And then,
the run after the catch was
crazy.
What I loved about it in postgame, and that was great, Coach, is that Ben basically said that Caleb saw it the way that he sees it. And that he said it from the beginning that the quarterback needs to learn to see the game the way that the coach sees it. So that's a moment where they did see it the same.
And on the double reverse pass to Caleb, Ben was hunting cover one, which is man coverage. They call that play the hot potato. And because there's three guys handling the ball, and it's very easy for that play for the ball to go on the ground. If you're in zone coverage on that, and try to visualize this for our listeners, if you're on zone coverage, everybody's staying home and playing their zone of the field. So you can reverse it to Rome, Rome reverses it to DJ, and DJ comes around, and guess what? Caleb goes out there, but there's going to be a guy standing there. The only way that play is successful is if you are in man coverage. Because guess who's got the quarterback? Nobody.
Nobody. And the coach said that.
So yeah. Rome goes in motion. The corner runs with him. DJ comes this way. The quarterback comes this way. Caleb releases. He's wide open in the end zone. So that was another coverage that they were hunting and hoping for. And
it's a smart offensive coach, isn't
he? Coach, he's really good. Really good. Really good. He doesn't do things just to do them. Nope.
You ready to make some picks?
Did I write on Alex's hand? Somebody just said I wrote on Alex's hand, texting me. Alex,
no, they're wrong. You did not.
Okay, thank you.
Alex, would you be upset if he wrote on your hand, or would you never wash it again?
It's a dry erase pen. I'll be all right. Okay. I think.
All right. Can I talk football here for a minute?
It's time for the Four Winds Forecast with Dave Wonstead.
Put your mouthpiece in, because here we go.
Presented by Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo and South Bend.
All right, I'm taking the Chargers are playing at home. Jim Harbaugh, and yeah, I'm a little bit of a homer here, but they're playing my Steelers. But think about this: the Steelers had 6 turnovers and won by 7 points. That makes me nervous with them going on the road. The Lions, how about the Lions getting beat at home off of a bye by Minnesota? Now they play Washington. I'm on the Lions. My third pick is the Pats. The Pats are feeling like they're going to the Super Bowl. Guess where they go this week? They go down to Tampa Bay and Baker Mayfield. I'm taking the Bucks. And my last one, I'm on the Bears big time. I think the Bears, I think they match up well versus the Giants. I think Ben will have them mentally ready to go. It's at home. Here we come. That's my fourth pick. That's it.
That was the Four Winds Forecast every week with Dave Wonstead. Experience the excitement at Four Winds Casino, New Buffalo, and South Bend. With award-winning cuisine, the latest slots, a variety of table games, and luxurious hotels. Four Winds Casino, your entertainment escape.
Be caller 6 right now to score to the Scores contest line at 312-540-0670 to win a $200 gift certificate to Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo, which is absolutely beautiful this time of year.
Hey, Coach, our guy Joe from Obvious Shirts is a listener and was listening, and then he and I were talking, and he said, you know, why don't we just go ahead and make some for the catchphrase that's sweeping a very small part of the nation. Here's one for you, Coach.
Wear Spigs. I love it. Oh, thank you. Joe, is it?
Yeah, Joe from Obvious Shirts.
Thanks, Joe.
Hold it up there, Coach.
Okay.
Looks damn good there.
You know what, Joe? I'll wear this in here next week, buddy. Okay?
There you go.
There we go. Wear Spigs.
And if you want them, they're Obvious Shirts.
Wait, are you going to be here next week?
That's
the real question.
Yeah, I will. For
okay,
you.
Okay, so I won't have to say wear Spigs.
No.
Right, Tanny? No, wear Spigs.
Yeah. So, Coach, I walk in over.
Thank you.
Head coach over at University of Chicago is a friend.
Yes, I went over there and spoke to their team a couple years ago.
You know, yeah. Craig, yeah. Yeah. So I go over there. I walk in because they're playing the games that they have an opportunity to make it to the Division III championship for the first time in school history. They lost the game. But the first thing that happened to me when I walked in is someone from the athletic department over there said, hey, where Speaks?
It's what you've done. It's what you've created.
This is now how I get greeted.
Hey, where is Spigs?
Yeah. See? You've asked it a bunch of different
ways.
That
was a little different tone, so it must have been Tanny recorded that more than once.
Yeah.
Where's Spigs?
Every
hey,
time.
Where is Spigs?
It's a little more doubt in the second
there
one. Obviousshirts.com.
They
have them up there. Oh, there's a Where's Tanny right there. He'll make them. Joe will make them. They'll tempt him.
Yeah, thank you very much, Joe. I'll have it on next week, everybody, and we'll show it off.
You're the best, Coach.
Live. What size is it?
It's I think it's an extra large.
Okay.
Does that work for you?
I'm going to check it right now.
Might have a 2X if you need it.
No. Don't insult me. Trying to lose weight. XL, perfect.
You look great, Coach.
Perfect.
You're killing it.
Well, what you got going on tonight? Anything fun?
Always something fun, Coach. It's always something fun. I don't know yet. I don't know. Lawrence, you caught me. I don't know what yet, but...
I didn't know if you were walking somewhere, like, after the show, or...
No, I'm walking home, and That's it.
Watch some ball, maybe?
I'll definitely catch a little ball later. And
this guy Brock Bowers is tight end for Vegas.
My wife Jan, she's heading to Vegas. She's Vegas. Oh, shit.
It's my fault.
She's heading to Naples on Saturday. So I'm going to go out and sit with the Big Ten officials Saturday at their headquarters and sit in there and just watch the officials and be part of that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Well, do you do that every year? Or?
No, well, I do a little bit of work with the Big Ten.
No, we know, but it's...
But you're watching with the referees, you say?
I'm going to sit in their headquarters, yes, and just observe. I mean, it's a setup as good as the NFL. Bill Carolla, who heads up the Big Ten officials, he's an ex-NFL guy. He's the guy that was the referee. He's done Super Bowls. Bill's the best. He was doing the game when Jerry Glanville said, "Hey, Bill, you know, something about those calls. You know what NFL stands for? Not for long." Remember the famous Jerry?
That's Bill in that shot.
Yeah, Bill's a great person. I mean, the job that he has, I mean, I got big-time respect for these officials on all levels. For what every week, the decisions that they have to make.
Is this the studio in the city or their headquarters in Rosemont?
Rosemont is where that's the headquarters. That's where Tony Petitti, the commissioner, is.
Used to be the head at MLB Network, Tony Petitti.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. And he helped put together the 33rd team.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
With Bill Parcells, which I'm a member of that. Too.
Look at Coach's life, man.
He knows everybody.
No, he knows everybody.
I'm excited about going out there. Jan's heading to Naples, so
Coach.
Yeah, if anybody cancels here, I got some time next week. I'm kind of just
you're available.
Hanging. Well, I'm sometimes.
Okay.
Know, yeah,
and I'm always available unless I'm doing something.
That has like
I'll be doing something. You know who that was? That was Parkins. I did a show from Naples, and he says, "Coach, that was great," or whatever we talked about. I can't remember.
Yeah.
And he says, "Would you be available next week?" And that's when I said that. I said, "Well, you know, no, it never happened."
It's got a lot of zen to it, though. Yeah. There's something about that really, it's more genius than you realize, Coach.
Yeah. Coach, as always, we appreciate you. We need to take a break. When we come back, there's something really, really messed up that's going on in the NBA, and we found another villain. So we'll share that with you next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Mitchell looking for 40. And he's got it. First 40-point performance of the season. 42 and counting for Mitchell.
He is beyond hot right now. He is.
Make it 44. Donovan Mitchell is impressive.
So Donovan Mitchell went off last night, dropped 46 points on the 76ers. Is that because of a score listener, Tanny? Is that because of a Bulls fan?
Well, it could be. One of you out there listening may have been this person who Donovan Mitchell was playing NBA 2K with.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't put the game that I had based on the court. This kid pissed me off today. I was playing 2K. I've been playing 2K for like 2 hours, and I told him, too. I was like, wait, just wait. And he just called me washed up. He called me a bunch of things. But I love it, you know what I mean? He said he hadn't seen a highlight from me in a minute. And I just told him, all right, we'll see. He said, tell me to go to sleep. Like, he was going in. So this game was for that kid or grown man, whoever that was. But so I appreciate you. I told him I'd give him a shout out too. So that's what tonight was.
Hey Donovan, do you remember the 2K Trash Talker's username?
I didn't want to give him that. I'm not going to give him all that. No. I'm not giving him that much attention. But he knows who he is. It was a long game, long discussion. We were going back and forth. He probably clipped it too, so it might be on the internet or somewhere. But I made sure that I gave him his props for that. I appreciate it.
Wow. Whatever it takes to get yourself motivated, that is 2 hours of NBA 2K during the day when he's got a game at night. And
the meta of that is insane.
Unbelievable. I totally agree.
Because is Donovan Mitchell playing as himself?
I think so.
Because you kind of have to, right? Like you,
if you're an NBA star, you got to play
as
yourself.
You can't be like, oh, I'm going to be KD. Like,
I guess you can, but
if I were an NBA player, I'd be, you know.
You can't do that because if that got around league circles, like, oh, you're not even you in the game.
Yeah.
You
know? This guy's not committed. He's not committed to the game.
You want
to
be me.
Well, what if you're really good like Donovan Mitchell? You're like, no, I'm going to beat you as Josh Giddey.
Well, that's
Josh Giddey's good. How dare
Josh
you?
Giddey is fine, but he's not as good as Donovan Mitchell.
He's third in triple doubles in Bulls history. I learned that today.
And Speaks went back and checked to make sure that
Zach LaVine did not have one, nor did DeMar DeRozan as a Bull. So we're good on that category.
As a Bull,
you're in the clear.
Yeah, he had one as a Spur. But man, it's like, can you imagine if Jordan had NBA 2K? He had to invent stuff that LeBradford Smith said to motivate him. He'd have some jamoke on NBA 2K to talk about every day.
Well, Jordan's very old school. Like, and that's one of the things you found out about him in The Last Dance. Like, when everyone else is listening to hip hop, he's listening to Kenny Lattimore. And by the way, interesting documentary on Kenny Lattimore and his wife. They had their reputation besmirched by some people on the interwebs, and they sued and they won. But anyway, I don't think Jordan is a video game guy.
Probably not. I mean,
he found other ways to entertain himself.
Well, quite literally wasn't a video game guy, right? Like license was not allowed to be in most video games during his era, unless it was, you know, specifically branded Jordan versus Bird, you know?
Yeah, that's right. So he wasn't an NBA Jam, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. So Bulls in NBA Jam was what? Horace and Scotty?
Horace and Scotty, Scotty and BJ.
Yeah, I remember BJ being in the game. Every time you got BJ, you're like, really? Really?
BJ would hit threes.
I know, because the little guy always hit threes.
Yeah, Scotty and BJ is a pretty good combo.
I know. It's like having Dumars on those Pistons teams. Or Mark Price and Brad Daugherty on that Cleveland team. Who's with me? They were fun to play. Yeah. Wow. Man, you got to play video games. You want to bomb with your kids these days, people. I'm playing Clash Royale with Ruben sometimes. Got to meet him on his level and then you start talking about other stuff if you play the video games.
Well, a lot of people are doing a lot of talking, and clearly it's happening with Donovan Mitchell, which is another one of the issues that these guys have. Yeah, Scotty and Horace as your combo, man.
In the jam?
That's a quality combo, too, because both guys can handle the ball. Both guys are long.
Sure.
They can go rebound.
It's like when you add Stacey Augmon and Larry Johnson with the Atlanta team. You're like, now we're getting somewhere. What was the... Charlotte was fun. Charlotte, because Charlotte.
Grandmama
was, and Alonzo Mourning.
Or Muggsy Bogues, right?
Yeah, Muggsy was your other choice over there.
Yeah.
Have yourself a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, maybe I'm mixing it up with Augmon and Larry Johnson. They were teammates in college.
UNLV, yeah.
Yeah, we'll find out when you don't play Marshall. Let's add that. Why don't you challenge him to that, too?
Yeah, I'll challenge him to an imaginary, never to be played game of NBA Jam.
That's right.
He can duck me.
He'll take Peja Stojakovic. That's his guy.
Yeah, whatever you want. Pat Ewing and Charles Oakley with the Knicks, right?
Yeah, but no Jordan.
Starks was definitely in there, too.
Yeah, Starks was there for sure.
And a Bull.
We got to talk to Horace one of these days, you know?
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Hey, there's an idea. I like it.
For Alex, for Tanny, for my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show us every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor tomorrow, right here between 2 and 6 on The Score.
You guys are sick. See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.